Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today, we're getting into a conversation about branding, about repositioning, about what makes up a brand. And we're talking to one of South Africa's biggest brands, that is Cell C. They are a mobile operator, and they have typically been associated with being the orange operator in a sea. That has a blue operator, yellow operator, and a red operator. So they are the Orange Network. And yesterday, which was the 15th of August, we are recording this on the 16th, we saw them unveiling, a new logo, new positioning. And we're talking to George Mendes, who is their CEO, just to understand what's going on and why he felt that this was a necessary move. George, always good to have you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bradiva. Thank you very much, and lovely to be here once again.
I'll just ask the simple question, the one that I'm sure that everyone will ask and will just say, why?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a good why, and we've spent the whole entire 12 months on understanding the why. The brand was launched in 2001. It was a challenger brand. It had high value perception and a real disruptor in the market, quite a rebel in the industry. And it's gone through multiple phases. It's lost its way a little bit along the way. And we had to put a dose of realism around it and make sure that firstly, we understand the state of the brand. So we spent 12 months immersing ourselves in trying to ask customers exactly what they wanted. And we needed to drive a higher brand consideration. We don't have an awareness problem, but we have a consideration challenge. So really understanding what that's about. This is not about just a new color or new logo or jingle or anything like that. It's really understanding what is it that we stand for. We're known for value. We're known for affordability in terms of prices. We had a poor network perception. We've now fixed our network quality. And strangely, you talked about the colors earlier, right? So we have roaming arrangements on Vodacom and on MTN, and one is red and one is yellow. And when those two colors come together, you get orange. So you truly get the best of the best when you come to Cell C, and that's how we want to reposition ourselves. So
I see what you did there. Very good. Like I was not ready for that, but it makes it makes perfect sense. When it comes to branding and repositioning, this is something that we see evolving over time. We've seen it with other operators in the market on the mobile side. We've seen it with banks. Some people will maybe change what their tagline is. Some people will change what their logo is. Some people will perhaps reconfigure what their colors and their makeup looks like. So for you guys going into the market right now, right, you've got a new repositioning. How are you communicating that new positioning, whether it's to your customers or whether it's to the people that you work with? Because you guys are what's considered a consumer-facing business, and you have millions of people using your network. So, has everyone received an SMS or an image of the new logo? Like, how are you guys communicating, this new positioning of yours?
Yeah, thanks, Madhuva. So we've got multiple channels, obviously, that we need to communicate. And what we've been doing is building up to this particular phase. As we've improved our network quality and have matched and improved what's out there, we've communicated with our existing customers in terms of the geography that they're in. So as we improve network, as an example, in KZN, we communicated with our customers about the new improved quality. But what you have to do with this kind of positioning is you actually have to talk to the market in totality, not only your own customer base. So there's talking to your customer base. We'll go through the existing channels, typically CVM and so on. But we're going traditional above the media out of home. So we're doing digital out of home. We think our brand is really strong and shows up really nicely from a digital point of view. We do have static out of home. We also have some very interesting digital out of home where you've got 3D animation. You've also got what they call now fake out of home, where you can superimpose logos in places, for example, on top of Table Mountain or above our building, that looks like it's really there from a 3D perspective. So we're using some interesting new tech and new ways and innovative ways of doing it. Traditional social media, radio, TV, print, But we're wanting to ensure the message got to land that this is not just a new logo. This is a new positioning. We've got a value system that is called this, and this is how we'll do it. It's transparency, honesty, integrity, and simplicity. We want to place the customer at the center of all decisions, and we want to make sure that over a period of time, we remove T's and C's. We make it completely frictionless to deal with Celsi as an organization. We want to create that allyship. So we want to be an ally to customers and use the power of technology to actually improve and enrich their lives, because we've got great prices now with an unbelievable network quality on voice and data. I think it's going to be unstoppable. There now should be absolutely no reason why you should not switch to Celsi. When you've got the power of the network, you've got the power of the products and the pricing, and we really want to be customer-centric, there's nothing that should stop you now from switching to Celsi. And that's really how we want to position it. It's a journey, so nothing is fixed overnight, but we've got the main ingredients that are now very much in place to allow us to position ourselves this way and go to the market. It's the first time in 12 months, certainly since I've been here, that we're now going to be outward looking, because we've been fixing and improving things internally. We're also going to rebrand our stores. We've got one coming live later this month. Then we're doing 5 quite quickly, and then we'll do 50 by more or less June or so next year. And so we want to continue on that journey, and you'll start seeing our brand showing up pretty much everywhere in this new look and feel. But more importantly, what we stand for, it's in our DNA. We want to make sure that customers have got strong consideration from a Celsi perspective, and we want to give them real value for money. It's a South African brand, and we want to give back.
Now, you've been in the job for a little over a year. I believe it's about 13 months now that you've been heading up Celsi. We've seen a lot of sweeping changes that have been made during that time. There's almost a completely new exco that's in place. A lot of new leaders that have come into the business, a lot of reorganization. We've also seen a lot of campaigns online, yourself engaging with staff, periodically, and also, how you guys communicate to whether it's the media or to the market, a lot more, a lot more openness that we're seeing on that end. If you'll allow me, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, George. You famously spent, a big part of your career at the competing Red Network. Curious to get your sense of what you were thinking of. What was your perception of Celsi's brand coming into the role? And how did that inform how you've decided to reposition it now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question, and not putting me on the spot at all. In fact, when I had my my discussions with the board, I get appointed by the board, of course, and I report to the chairman of the board. And so there's shareholder meetings and board meetings that take place in making such an appointment as myself. What I saw from the outside turned out to be exactly what it was required to be fixed on the inside. So my view looking into Celsi from the outside, and typically as a competitor, was exactly what needs to be fixed. And so it was just deeper and wider in terms of magnitude of the challenges. So a poor network quality perception, absolutely the truth. Poor stakeholder engagement and so on, absolutely the truth. Lack of governance and making sure that we really run a proper ethical business and well-structured. Making sure that we have great stakeholder management, making sure that we have better regulatory relationships and shape the future, as opposed to, stuff happens in the regulatory framework and then you've got to deal with it. So all of those and making sure that we partner better, because I didn't believe that we partnered well. So all of those, and of course, liquidity challenges, right? Financial constraints. All of those were true. But for me, that's what gave me the challenge. So for me as an individual, I like to fix or build. That gives me the most excitement. I'm not a good maintenance guy. And I'm not suggesting for a moment that Vodacom was a maintenance role. Not at all. You're competing all the time, but you're competing in a completely different position. What I saw at Celsi was special ingredients here that allows for what I believe is this new juncture in the industry, right? Is we're getting to this crossroads where it is transforming. The way we've done business in the past will not be the case. When you've got more than a 2-player, perhaps even a 3-player market that's got a level of saturation, infrastructure no longer becomes the competitive advantage. It makes no sense to have 4 bakeries next to each other all producing bread rolls. You just simply need 2, And then the differentiators have got to be, what do you sprinkle on top of your bread rolls? Do you sell them one at a time or six at a time, et cetera, et cetera? So the differentiator has got to be in how the product shows up to the consumer. And that's the decision that we've taken. One, to not spend 35 to 40 billion on building a network and then spending another 10 billion a year to try and catch up, is buy technology services from guys that do it very well, i.e. MTN and Vodacom, and compete on the consumer propositions that really make a difference. So as long as a customer can use an unbelievable quality network, that's fantastic. And so I've seen these ingredients that are unique and different, and I think it's a new way of doing business in a market that's got this shape. And that's what's excited me. I'm very excited about the fact that we can do something very unique. We are the home of MVNOs. We deal with the largest MVNOs. We take it very, very deliberately as a strategy. We want to make sure that that is a part of our disruption and part of how we will create a rebellious environment, but in a good way, in the industry that gives customers great choice and great value for money. So I think we're very well positioned to come and regain a little bit of market share, get some subscribers and customers back, let them experience the power of a great network with great prices and great value, and the way that we are authentically wanting to show up in that transparent, honest, integrity and simplistic way.
All right. And it is a very interesting position that you guys do find yourselves in. And I like the fact that at least, you know, you're quite candid with what the situation was, you know, coming into the role. One of the big things that you've mentioned time and time again throughout today's conversation is this issue of network quality. And, you know, obviously the rationale to get out of the network and infrastructure type business and become more a buyer of, you know, capacity as opposed to putting down, you know, your own capacity. Because I was at the launch and there was a very interesting graph that you pulled out, you know, around network quality comparing to Vodacom, MTN and Telkom. And, you know, I guess from that one can see that Cell C's quality has, you know, has improved. Does that make you reconsider maybe some of the other propositions that you could possibly take to market? Because one of the things about Cell C is that Cell C is the network that has played the most, that remains the most, I'm going to call it remains the most mobile, because your competitors, including Rain, have almost, you know, stuck a flag into the ground when it comes to fixed services and that type of thing. So your network quality now, does that make you reconsider how you maybe want to proportion the services that you're taking to market?
Yes, it's a good question and it's a good point. So just to confirm, we were the fourth best network, so last in terms of network quality on upload and download speeds from a data point of view in July last year. We are now first or second everywhere in the country. And that is a phenomenal shift. And so that is the basic foundation, the ingredients that you need to be able to take propositions to market. You're quite right. We've been largely focused on mobile. Having said that, our mobile broadband in prepaid, we've got products like Home Connector, Flexi. Those are growing at double digits and have been for a while. So in spite of the network quality, it's been acceptable. It's been usable and great prices. Now with improved quality of upload and download speeds, we should see that product fly even more. Fixed wireless services is certainly something that we're looking at. We already have certain products, but we just want to expand a little bit more. We want to make our partners in the form of MVNOs a lot more competitive, and there's commercial structures that have already changed in that space to make them a lot more competitive and go and disrupt. So we really want to make sure we've got an acceptable level of margin and contribution margin at a product level that will allow us to compete very, very competitively out there and aggressively out there. So we're not going to sit back and wait, but it's also not all about pricing. I think over time, because actions speak louder than words, over time, our partners are starting to realize that it's a pleasure to deal with us. We're straight. It's simple. We make some quick decisions. There's not much red tape. We will make mistakes, but we will partner deeply and properly with integrity. So it's actually fun dealing with Cell C from a business partner point of view, and we want to continue down that road and make sure that customers ultimately get the benefit of these products and services and that we partner with them. So really creating that allyship between our business partners and customers. So because we want to make sure that we improve their lives from a technology point of view, and we can do that with the kind of margins that are acceptable to us. So I think these ingredients are really important to have the foundation of great network quality and experience, move traffic around that gives customers the best experience ultimately wherever they are around the country with these kind of products, whether it's mobile broadband, fixed wireless, MVNOs, etc., that give them great services. So I think it's really exciting times ahead for us.
What's interesting about what you're saying about the network and the network quality, we attended the launch for a new MVNO. They call themselves C-Connect. Recently, and one of the things that they also spoke about is, well, we're not really worried about stuff like network quality because at least our underpinning is on Cell C, and the network quality is great. So it seems your evangelizing is being received by some of your partners in the network from that point of view. But on the point of MVNOs, guys, 10 million is a lot, right? You've stated this, and you and I have had this conversation before, that you guys are aiming for 10 million, and I'm sure that bumping up the network quality, all of that stuff, it helps you, along that, that road. Keen to understand where you see the growth coming from. Will it continue to be retail type of offerings that you guys at Cell C will be banking? Because right now it's dominated by retailers and banks. Or do you also see an opportunity for enterprise type MVNO services?
Absolutely. Absolutely do that. So whether 10 million materializes or not, I think it's ambitious, but it's also pragmatic and realistic, bearing in mind that, one human being can have multiple SIM cards. So, one for a data product that's in your tablet, as an example, maybe one in a MiFi or Wi-Fi router, could be one in a device or two in a device with a dual SIM, whether they're physical SIM cards or eSIMs, etc. So one human being can have multiple numbers. I think what we're wanting to do is make sure that we start moving up the value chain from a secondary SIM to the master SIM card or the primary number of contact, because that's really where the main revenue streams are. But when you start talking about good utilities and everyday stuff, that's where value starts happening. So if you can get proper retail, electricity, banking, gaming, voice and data, and those kind of propositions together, then you start moving in that direction. If you simply land up with mobile, voice and data, I think you could land up in trouble in future. Of course, everyone will need those products. And so they'll be in itself, voice and data is a utility. It's also a necessity. It's a human right almost these days, the form of communication. But when you start bundling these other industries and verticals that are utilities, I think we start adding some significant value. And remember, with our major shareholder, Blue Label, there's a number of companies in the group that allow us to do that. Blue Label are one of the biggest distributors of prepaid electricity in the country. If we start aligning propositions, and suddenly, there's a bit of electricity, there's a bit of voice, there's a bit of data, there's a bit of banking, things look a little different. And so you can start making sure that there's, again, that reason to switch, either to Cell C directly or one of its MVNO partners that offer banking or retail or, all those kind of products with very affordable voice and data. I think it's not inconceivable that that number will grow.
Yeah, most certainly. And, the team over at Africa Analysis, also estimates that the, their number is, a 10.1 million, estimated number for how big the market can grow. So at least
we'll leave the 0.1 for the others. We'll just go for the 10.
So as we end off, I'm just gonna I'm gonna make a comment, and you can do with it what you will. One of the parts about the brand launch that happened is that we were taken through, quite an extensive music lesson during the launch. And Cell C has a new song, a new jingle, whatever word we want to attach to that. I think that song needs to be released officially. Taken to digital, the DSPs, such as Apple and Spotify, because That's how these songs end up popping up on Instagram and TikTok, because you can't search for a song if it's not already existing on those channels. So I do think that that song, release that song, and I think you might be a contender for a summer hit in 2024.
I'm gonna decode that a little bit. It sounds to me that you really love the song, yeah. And it came across beautifully. But don't feel bad about it, because I do too, and I know I'm biased. But it was a proud moment for me, and that's why I wanted the producer and the music composer to tell the story in the way that he did. Because again, if you went through the journey, and those that were at the launch would realize that when we've made this mnemonic and the song for Cell C, that it comes from our soul, from our core, from our inside, operating the way that we run the business. And that for me is the deep character that we're trying to bring through in the whole brand repositioning. But it is very local, very vibrant, very trendy. And I think it's a really stunning song. Of course, I'm a little bit biased, but I really do believe, I agree with you. I think that can be an amazing track. It can be a proper hit, and it's going to be certainly taken into consideration, the request. It's a lot of people have approached us with this, and I think we'll get Melanie Forbes, our chief marketing officer, to make the final call on that one, so I don't get myself into trouble. But I would like to see that happen as well, is the truth.
And on that musical note, that's where we end off today's discussion. It has been great chatting to George Mendes, giving us some insight into Cell C's repositioning. And, he's saying that apart from what we typically see in terms of branding and logos, he's saying that there are some key and fundamental issues that they've had to address as Cell C, whether it's, the culture inside the actual company. He spoke about network quality. Also talking about some of the propositions that they can take, into the market because of improved network quality, addressing some of the liquidity challenges that have beleaguered the company over time, and also just making sure that they build a better rapport with their various suppliers and stakeholders, and also just getting into the state of some of the aspects of telecoms operations in South Africa. How is Cell C talking or thinking through, things such as your fixed internet access? George, a little bit bullish around that, to say that at least with improved network quality, then it means that you can attack the home, a little bit better from that point of view. And then ending off talking about the growth in the MVNO market. Those are mobile virtual network operators. And that is, a big situation Cell C has staked its claim in. So that's been it. We're in conversation. George is the CEO of Cell C. George, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Madiba. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.